Good evening, guys. Welcome here again to Weekly Spills with me, your host Chico Z. And yeah, I want to believe you enjoyed the previous episode, especially the poetry that came with it. And if you could read between the lines of poetry performances, I'm sure you could tell that that poem was coming from a place of pain and a place of trying not to forget. Yes, that poem was commemorating an event, a gory event. Every Nigerian, every well-meaning, honest Nigerian right now is trying not to forget. We all try to keep it in perspective so we just know the sort of human beings we are dealing with in government and be able to re-strategize on ways to probably kick them out and just be wise in dealing with them and their antics generally. And if anything, I hope that poem will help you make the right decisions come 2023 elections. And if I have the time, I may replay it into this episode. So just keep your fingers crossed, guys. And so amidst all of the most recent happenings, especially with the plenary session in the House of Rep in Lagos, where all who we thought were supposed to be representing our interests ended up doing just the reverse. Worse. I've said that we should let our head down. We've been through a lot of misery and distress already, and there's almost no pleasant news on the internet. There's almost no pleasant thing happening in government. We're just hoping, we are re-strategizing, we are all working, and we hope the environment is promising enough for a convenient and favorable election in 2023. But then we should also let our head down. And so today I've decided to give myself some slack, cut myself some slack of the English speaking. I want to taboo, I want to be free to make my grammatic mistakes. Yes, okay, I may not have said it before on this show, but then English was what I basically studied, not entirely in school, but yeah, when you think of the English language, I love the English language. When you think of the English language, you think of royalty, you think of the Queen of England. It is classy, it is plush, and the fact that it has collected from a host of other languages, it just feels it is too rich. So the language to be used. But then I've often wondered why we don't have Pidgin English as a lingua franca. So I'm exalting the place of Pidgin English today on this show, and we are doing My Papa Say. Yeah, we are doing spontaneous proverbs from typical African fathers. Typical African fathers that are conservative, that are no nonsense taking, and most of all, the ones that would want to shut you down. And the ones we just, people like me, for example, we just have fun communicating with. We just have fun engaging in repartee, like throwback of words. Not offensive, not in any way offensive, but then we do this back and forth with words. And yeah, in very, very exciting moments. Very, very exciting moments of family congeniality and all of those things. So we are treating all of those proverbs today. Sweet, interesting proverbs that I have friends on the show. I hope it makes you laugh a bit and just gives you a little bit of relief. So I'm opening the floor today with my own version of Mother Passing. The things my own father have said to me, probably what he has said to me to sort of put me alright sometimes, and to just call me back to order. What's your advice, basically? And most times it's because we just have this banter. We have this interesting banter. I should be taking Pidgin English, isn't it? Chico, what has happened to you? So maybe they get this argument every now and again. Hey, I have Tabo in the Pidgin English. Now, for your quick background on the relationship between me and my father. My father is a very interesting person, and he likes to prove his point. He likes to prove that. Most of the time, he tells me, see my boy, I don't say you go school and you know books more low. But when it comes to waiting there, this my coconut head, you see they learn. But I want to prove to him, make a scene, all those kind of things. So I like to show myself as fresh graduate, just I guess sense. But the man has actually been proving me wrong. Especially in this angle, this proverb angle. Okay, this is the first on my list, by the way. He has said something like once, see. Now I've put all of them in Pidgin English. He mostly gave them in Igbo, but because of those that are not converted with the Igbo language, I'm going to do this in Pidgin. I've translated all of them to Pidgin. Yes, I'm that efficient with the Igbo. not very efficient. My Igbo usually sounds like taboo. Like my father had once said that every word I produce in Igbo comes with a bagan, like the bagan word. But I try. I try. I know I try. So first on my list, he has said, go ask person way bend down, make it get up. Okay? You know, go ask person way bend down, make it get up. Now that ground in fit, use the breath. That's very important. Say, person way bend down, not supposed to make him get up because you don't know whether that ground, now you use the breath. Rough interpretation, don't judge people too easily. Whatever condition anybody is in at the moment, don't judge the person. You can never tell what the person is benefiting from that condition, or you can never tell why the person is in that condition at that moment. And one thing just not my father's poverty, that they are quite unfamiliar. They are familiar to things I read in Achebe's books in school. Things Fall Apart, Arrow of God, Achebe, now the father of Proverbs in Igbo language. So I read a lot of his books, and these proverbs my father gives to me often, I almost cannot relate them with what I've seen in Achebe's books, what I've learned in school. Very well. This man is actually very, very smart. Yes, so I give him credit for that one. And yes, one other time I've tried to engage him. I've tried to show him that, okay, you can do spontaneous proverb, Fabi. I'll give him my own back. So this is the number two. My dad called me once. Now he always called. We call like every other day, except when either of us are busy. So we call every other day. And most of the time when I know if it's call, he go call through. But he can't get a particular dinner. He no call. He call it up, come and tell me, say, I call you 2 times. How many times? You know, pick. Now I have this bad habit of not picking my calls promptly. All my friends could attest to it. I don't know. It's not deliberate. I leave my phone. I'm done with doing whatever I want to do with my phone. I drop it and just move on to something else immediately. So that has been an attitude I'm trying to control. So that said, my dad knows me for this, and more times he has tried to exploit it, and I know the man. So he called me and said, I've been trying to call you. Eh? And he's very picking my call. He has forgotten that he himself is not so comfortable with technology. And he may not know that I could easily tell a missed call. So, and I told him, Daddy, person will be said on teeth meat, still full in mouth, still staying full in mouth. The person still get mind the line, wow. Because they will say, shepherds no fit teeth ordinary stew, and help people they lick ordinary stew. That was so clap back. And I was just weak. And number two. Number three. You never know. Okay, I'm going to make Englishize it, but I'm not going to. Let me put it the way he put it. You're not going to know the mind of person where you hold for grant. You know, the mind of person in the sense of, you don't know whether if you lift the person, if you get up from holding the person on the floor, the person will retaliate, or if you get up, the person would run away. So it is better to hold the person down. I don't know. And I thought about it, but I'm like, this proverb is very, very antagonistic. I'm sure one of those proverbs that some of those very, very wicked village people who those village people that are holding you down. Whatever that believe in diabolics. Village people that are holding you down. I'm sure this is like their stand-up proverb. Hold him down there. If it's run when you come on your handle, or if it fight you back, so better just hold him down there. Oh, that was the only interpretation I could give to this. But it has other positive interpretations as well. I'm sure you could get your mind around it, but I can't right now. It's difficult. So number four on my papa say, they know the hurry lick finger. They know the rush lick finger because no be up you want dry them. Like, in other words, your finger is not a clothing material. You can't be in a hurry to lick up your finger whenever you're eating because you want to go and hang it on the line. You can see your finger so you can lick it anytime. It is simply put, interpretation, there's no point in hurrying. Everyone has its own time, appointed time, I guess. So there's no point in rushing. Your gift is your gift. What is yours is yours. So you you work with it, nurture it within your own appointed time. That is what I think. Well, that proverb is kind of abstract. Yeah, I'm sure you're enjoying my advanced proverbs. It's kind of abstract. You have to think deeper to see, okay, what are hidden positive meanings that could be entailed in it. Now, number five. Have I given up to five? Yeah, this is going to be number five. Now, is that usually seen? Dog know the feet talk. Waiting see for road when they go chop shit. Yes. In other words, a dog tends to see a lot on his path to going to lap up shit. Yeah, we all know how shit happens to be the dogs. You know, no, dogs have seen. You know, the shit, the bones and dietary foods. I don't understand. So my dad says this one as well. And yeah, I guess what they simply want to say is that people on their path to getting their daily bread, to making success and progress in life, they encounter a lot of difficulties, setbacks, and more than it's difficult for them to even express it. So just the way you can hear a dog express succinctly to you what it goes through on a daily, it's the same way these people cannot just tell you what they go through. Simple. The next one my dad have recorded my dad saying is that person where they suffer or person where don't suffer, know they get mouth free talking. Like you don't suffer. They say it don't too plenty. So where you won't even start. But person where they say never see anything, then they talk pass. Then they get sent from mouth talk pass. And this is so true. I can entirely relate with this. I know those people that haven't seen ten wine. Okay, this is not me comparing people's situation. People respond to things differently, but then they put that just. They walk on the road and their leg hits against his plane. They want to lament to the top of the world about it. I guess it's a kind of my dad likes to refer to by the way. So that is from me here. That is it with my papa. Say typical proverbs from an African father. African father typical proverbs, and this is from my father. So I will let you listen to my friend and. I find him to be the most interesting person when it comes to counterbacking proverbs, clapbacking on proverbs with his father. Just listen in and I hope you enjoy our conversation there. So guys, 66, my friend from school, I'm sure I must have said something about him on one of our previous episodes. We're free to taboo. We are free to knock our pigeon the way we like without feeling any form of guilt whatsoever. You understand? Okay. So yes, I'm doing pigeon English proverbs of typical African father. You know how African fathers like to be very defensive, especially when they come across their children who are just coming back from school and fresh out of study and dreaming hot brains and stuff. They like to show you that when I was in school, I was so used to carry first. The kind of things. So we want to bring up all of those kind of memories and so that they could make us laugh from all the miseries we've been experiencing for the past 2 weeks. So yes, hope you have your out list already, sisters.
I don't have my out list, but I think my head the hot reach where I keep put one or two things together, but that only be halasha. But meanwhile, I'm very happy to be here. Unfortunately, I go back for pidgin because I'm not used to English.
Six to the young English well. The first time I heard this boy speak English, okay, I've always thought he couldn't speak English because he was in this caucus where the only thing they speak is pidgin and slang. But the first time I heard him speak English, I was impressed. Much so when I saw him write. When I read the first thing he wrote. So, but don't be putting yourself down here and thinking we will not come and ask you difficult questions. Maybe we are tackling serious issues. If we are tackling the top issue, I'm going to still have to come to you. Hope you do. Just get ready and then you have to knock your grammar.
Okay, no problem.
So I wanted to kickstart the show for us today with pidgin English proverbs you must have picked up from your dad. I mean, those ones he gave out defensively when he was trying to prove a point and you weren't guessing it, they had just throw one that took you off balance.
Okay, one of the first ones we are in here from Popsy, those days when I've been this one, waiting for Papa for down. If you're waiting for Papa for down, they see, even if you can climb on top of Euroco 3, you know, go. Siam.
In Lagos, Siam.
So, and in my defense, then I'd already tell my pops some kind of that man, see, which I won't climb Miracle Tree to go find the first place. You get my climb there, if I find someone something, I feel fall from there, and if I fall from there, wow. Better wala for me than that. Then another blue boy pops to the young die here when I see this one. I'm gonna tell you, say, make you use a daytime fine goat.
Black goat,
say, yes. Say, night, four. So you know, go fishy,
black goat. Fishy black goat.
Then I go tell and say, you no need for all those things because touch day. If I shine torch, I go see you go to the black, I go separate them from the white one.
Obviously, I was smart to your father, I was 60.
So then each other one, first it was behind. First, you get to see, there's simply anybody who wants, will they get back to swallow coconut?
Yeah.
It was thrust in bonbon, same bonbon, so switch it out. Now I tell and say, why do you think we won't go swallow coconut in the first place? The mouth too won't go to look at them. If you know, you trust your mouth before you talk of the answer, you just trust your mouth. Say this is your lady to come out first before you talk of the
answer. It's extremely hilarious. This one fully died. We go, oh, thanks a moment. Make a laugh. I don't want to laugh scattered in this podcast today. We could make a laugh. We'll come back, okay? People want to stay. I'll stay.
So guys, now so good and today with that of Pidgin English proverbs from African fathers, the spontaneous ones, and I hope you found all of our conversations and Papa says, hope you found all of them interesting. And by the way, no CD, we still get plenty from where those ones come from. Yeah, I had a couple of my friends do this thing for me, but because of time, I try and manage time, so I don't drop all of them at once. And if you say, I'll be disowning you put to one. Well, if you found them interesting and you want more, you can just hit me up on the comment section on my WhatsApp, DM me, no wahala. I'll get your messages. And yeah, by popular demand, I may have to do another episode. Yeah, another episode of Pidgin English Poems from African Fathers. And yeah, that is it. And I'm not leaving you here entirely alone. I'm leaving you in the hands of a poetry performance. You know how I like to do it now, but I'm not performing this one this time around. It's a Pidgin English poem. This is the first time I'm writing anything Pidgin.
I've never written anything Pidgin in my life before. I just tried my hands at it and reading it myself, it sounded so weird and wacky. I don't want to embarrass myself like that, so I just left it to my very own blood. My sister, she's doing it for me. We write theatrics and fees are necessary for it. And by the way, for the record, she is also known as Elabi Creation. Yes, that is her brand name. Elabi Creation, she does everything bridal accessories, clothing items to accompany your clothing. Yes, and she does everything with her hands, and trust me, she's just as incredible with her hands as she is with her mouth. Very, very flippant child, as you're going to find out right now. And she performed this poetry for me and for your listening pleasure. So that said, it's a wrap here, and bye bye guys, bye 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 bye.
I want yarn pigeon, the kind pigeon where they torture me for my body. Ah, where go just they come out sururu serere, like river where they flow enter ocean. I no go bite my tongue. I go just they say, abi I no go say, yeah, you know, like I feel like, you know, like jalopy where the engine don't spoil. No, not be that one I did inside this time around though. English sweet shao. But my papa go ask me say, my pikin, wetin you talk? Wetin you talk? Wetin that one mean sef? But our pigeon go just the flow. We dey chop them, we dey slice them like fresh tomatoes. It dey mama for body. As in.